What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Bureau of Standards Jamaica will be imposing hefty sanctions with immediate effect for substandard block manufacturers. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list. So make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Block manufacturers are being warned that they could face hefty sanctions if they continue to produce substandard products. Director of the Regulatory Division at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, Oreen Henry, says the entity will be intensifying activities to increase compliance among block makers.
Who we really have an interest in are the persons who are out there making blocks and have not made any effort at all to bring their blocks into compliance. Those are the persons that we really have an interest in targeting and sanctioning.
She says under the Standards Act, there are penalties that can be imposed on block manufacturers who sell faulty products and are not willing to comply with the required standards.
The Bureau does have powers under the standards regulations. Going forward, what we're doing is detaining the blocks when we take samples. So we have powers of detention, seizure. There is prosecution with a $3 million fine and a 12-month imprisonment at the discretion of the resident magistrate.
Consumers who purchase inferior blocks can also seek redress through the courts. Executive Director of the Fair Trading Commission, David Miller, says the agency is willing to assist persons who have discovered that they purchased faulty blocks, which may pose a risk to their property.
With respect to a consumer who uses these blocks and they're found to be below standard and there's a problem with their billing, a matter like that under the Fair Competition Act, which is what we enforce, would have to be taken to the court for the court to make a decision. There is sufficient information to bring a matter successfully in the court against the block maker. And this is because there's an established standard which block makers are supposed to abide by. And the Bureau of Standards would have records that indicate where the faulty blocks are. And therefore, that's a matter that we would proceed to the court with to obtain some kind of redress, not only for the consumer, but some kind of sanction against the block maker.
Executive Director of the Fair Trading Commission, David Miller. The public is being encouraged to only purchase blocks from companies that are registered with the BSJ or from hardware stores and other entities that can confirm that their blocks were acquired from registered block makers.
For those who purchase blocks from hardware organizations, you have the right to ask them to show you the copy of the certificates from the block maker from which they purchased their blocks.
President of the Block Makers Association of Jamaica, Delroy Christie. He says consumers have a responsibility to ensure that whatever they are purchasing will meet their requirements and expectations.
We are encouraging the block makers also to take responsibility for the blocks that they make and to demonstrate to the public that they are making blocks that are compliant with the Jamaican standard. And one easy way of doing this is through signage, so that consumers can easily be aware. And even if the sign is there, consumers can ask further questions because the Bureau has ongoing testing procedures which have to be complied with by the block makers.
The public is also being encouraged to visit bsj.org.jm on an ongoing basis for the list of registered or approved block manufacturers. The BSJ will also be publishing a list of companies that are registered with the regulatory body on a quarterly basis. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.